Archbishop Cole, who are representing the names, who was my God. In every moment, some will give thanks to God for the faith of his disciples. He himself has a church. He's grateful to God who reached down to him, even without him, having done anything. God was merciful that he converted all the persecuted. St. Paul recognizes God working in the lives of others, and he is grateful for the grace of God, without which there is no kingdom of God. As you know, our catechism teaches that sanctifying grace is the life of a Christian in you. And with us, is expecting you and me, and all those who have been baptized with his death and resurrection, to bear fruit, to bear good fruit that will last and introduce us into the fullness of eternal life. Grace, sanctifying grace, works by reason. And we pray your cooperation and mine, seeking even more faith, beauty, goodness, and holiness of God. Jesus said in St. Matthew, seek first the holiness and the justice of God in your souls, the reign of God in your soul, and everything else remaining, God will grant it to you. Now, just to prove and to confirm this concept, Jesus does exactly that. He is paying attention to the needs of the body of the man suffering from palsy. But first, he heals the man's soul without this person saying anything. Jesus has, in the life of St. Paul, reaches out on his own with his inherent power to say this man's soul. What Jesus does is to heal the man's soul first. Doing that, Jesus demonstrates his power over souls. He confirms this power by reading, not the man of the scribes who hated him before telling them. once overwhelmed. We think that Jesus wants who he says that he wants, because only God can forgive sins. Jesus wanted to use man's body, but he also wanted to see them. He wanted them to see vividly the sign that God's love and power is life to our soul, which began at our baptism. So, dear friends, we reflect on our baptism. Was the moment when God's graces began to reside on our soul. That's why baptism of your new birth is so important in family life. We reflect on our baptism and we rejoice because of the call and the privilege that God is calling us to share in our mind. Since the new world is able to read our mind and hearts, we know that we will have to give an account for each action, for each thought we have. God sees everything, and we have to learn to trust him as he so cared from this young man that he healed his soul and body. God wants to see the proof of our work. The physical works. When we visit the sick, when we pay attention to someone who needs our time and care. When we help when we give money to the Lord. So, dear friends, are all the decisions that we have faith. Faith alone cannot save us. Those are all the decisions that we have faith. And when the time comes for us, tested by trials, hardships, and all kinds of sufferings and obstacles, may we remain calm and in fact joyful, knowing that our suffering cannot be compared, as simple saying, with the glory that